Morty Renzo, containing a marvelous new suds booster that takes the fight out of hard water and gives much richer suds in soft water, too. Renzo presents the thrilling series of exciting dramas of life in Big Town, starring Edward G. Robinson with Claire Bell. Commercial in, commercial out. Our story opens in the big town courtroom as the jury files in to announce its verdict. A haggard woman in the defendant's chair holds her 12-year-old boy close to her side. Just behind her in the press row sits Lorelei, taking notes for her paper.
Has the jury reached the verdict?
We have, Your Honor. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you couldn't. Oh, Judge.
Oh, Mama, don't cry. Please don't. You still got me.
The defendant will rise. Mrs. Warner, you heard the verdict of the jury?
Yes. Yes, Your Honor. But if you send me to prison, what will become of my boy? He has no one but me.
The court will take into consideration the fact that you have committed larceny because you and your son were without food. Remember, this is your second offense.
But what could I do? I couldn't get work anywhere. We still had to go on living.
The fact that you were already on probation when you committed the second crime means that under the laws of this state, I am now required to punish you for both crimes.
Oh, no.
You will be returned to this court for sentence tomorrow.
Oh, Mama, they're not going to send you away, are they? What will I do without you?
You'll be taken care of, Mama. It's all right, dear. I'll see you again in the morning.
This must be done.
Oh, my poor baby. Oh, my poor.
Return the boy to juvenile hall. Court's adjourned.
Oh,
Mama,
what's going to happen to that person?
Come on, Sergeant.
Oh, Judge D, may I speak with you a moment?
You'll have to hurry, Miss Gilpin. I have an appointment.
What about that boy, Judge? If you sentence his mother to prison, what will happen to him?
We'll commit him to Big Town Reform School until his mother finishes her term. Now, if you don't mind, Miss Gilpin, I'm afraid...
To the Reform School? But he hasn't done anything.
The boy will become a public charge. All our juvenile shelters are overcrowded. Reform School is the only place we can send him right now.
But, Judge, you'll be living with delinquents, with young criminals.
I'm afraid you're slightly misinformed about our institutions, Miss Kilburn. Now, if you'll excuse me, I must go. I'm very sorry.
Reform School. Oh, that poor little devil.
Before you transcribe those letters, Miss Foster, get the press room. Tell them we'll be ready to roll in 10 minutes.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Here's the proofs on the second edition,
Mr. Wilson. All right, Scooby. Tell Fletcher to pick them up as soon as I check them.
Yes, sir. Mr. Wilson,
What's the matter, Scooby? What's on your mind?
Well, Mr. Wilson, I thought maybe, you said you might give me a chance sometime.
That's right. You're the young fellow who wants to be a reporter.
Yes, sir. Now, if you'd only send me out on a case just once...
Scooby, we went over this before. As a copy boy, you're top. And as a reporter...
Yeah?
Well, for one thing, you're only 17.
Oh.
You need training, experience.
Oh, I know, but Mr. Wilson, I've been going to night school like you told me for five months.
Keep right at it, Scooby, and don't be so impatient. Remind me again, say, in a year from now.
Oh, a whole year, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, sir. You'll be just 18 then, with a long gray beard.
Okay, Mr. Wilson. I'll remind you, all right. Thanks a million.
Oh,
excuse me, Miss Lorelei. I didn't mean to bump into you.
That's all right, Scooby. Oh, Steve.
What's the matter?
Well, I'm disgusted, that's all. Disgusted with life and all its human miseries, all its stupid injustice.
Hey, wait a minute. Snap out of that. What happened?
I was over in Judge D's courtroom. The Ellen Warner case, you know, shoplifting.
Well, you shouldn't let it upset you. That's routine stuff.
I know, but Steve, she has a little boy, 12 years old. You should have seen him. They put him on the stand, and he tried to take all the blame on himself.
Yeah, pretty tough on a kid that age. But if his mother's a thief...
But suppose she is. Why should he be made to suffer for the rest of his life?
I know, but if he has the wrong kind of mother...
Oh, she isn't the wrong kind. She's a victim of circumstances. Now, look, her husband's dead. She's been fighting to keep her boy with her. Well, I'd steal myself if I were placed in the same position. Well, I suppose the judge has to make an example of her, but why should the boy be punished, too?
They're not punishing him.
Of course they are. Judge D told me himself that the boy would be sent to a reform school.
reform school?
Yes.
Why, if the kid has been in?
Well, that's just what I asked the judge. He said it was the only institution available. Well, if that's true, somebody ought to do something about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, Steve, why do you sit there looking at me like that?
Well, I don't see why snapping you get mad.
Well, if you had a heart in you, you'd be just as mad as I am.
Well, I have a heart, cut it off. But I can't let it rule my head. I can't fly off the handle and attack a judge's decision until I find out what it's all about. He must have had some reason
for... What possible reason could he have to condemn an innocent boy to a place like that? Oh, Steve, in your hands, this newspaper has become a powerful force for good.
Well, perhaps, but I can't afford to risk its becoming a boomerang. I can't interfere with the law.
Why not? Laws were made for the people, weren't they? You can't let them do that sort of thing to poor little kids like Bobby Warner. Steve Wilson, if you're half the man I think you
all
are...
All right, I give up. Come in here, Miss Foster, and bring your notebook.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Remember, Lorelei, you started this.
I'll remember, and I'll love you for it. Oh, Steve, you're a darling.
Mr. Wilson, you deliberately attempted to influence my decision.
That may be so, Your Honor, but I still deplore a condition where delivering an impressionable young boy to an institution intended for lawbreakers and incorrigible. But I jumped for something, cut it off the air.
Cut it off.
That was my mistake. I cut the wrong guy off.
I thought
there
was more
on top. I'm sorry. Did you cut it off?
Deliberately attempted to influence my decision.
Not at all. You misunderstood my intentions.
Not at all. Let me quote from your editorial. The ends of justice would be better served if Judge D suspended Mrs. Warner's sentence entirely rather than condemn an innocent boy to the dangerous environment and lifetime stigma of a reform school. At the time you printed that article, Mrs. Warner had not yet been sentenced. Your attorney here will tell you that such comment made on an uncompleted case is prejudicial to the interests of impartial justice.
Yes, that may be so, Your Honor, but I still deplore a condition that would deliver an impressionable young boy to an institution intended for lawbreakers and incorrigible.
He couldn't be left alone on the streets. Every other legally available institution is overcrowded. I had no choice but to do what I did.
Yes, and by so doing, you've given him a reputation that will stick to him all his boyhood days. But if you're trying to tell me that there's justice in a system that sends innocent youngsters into a criminal environment, then I'll print that editorial all over again, and this time I'll make it personal.
Now, just a moment, Steve. Your Honor, my client...
Just a moment. Contempt of court is a serious matter, Mr. Wilson. You should retire to some quiet retreat and think it over. For that purpose, I'm going to sentence you to 30 days in the city jail.
Your Honor, we give notice of our intention to file an appeal from your decision in the higher court.
That is your prerogative. When you write editorials of that caliber, Mr. Wilson, you should know what you're talking about. While your appeal is pending, I'd suggest that you find out the truth about Big Town Reform School.
Thank you, Judge. I will. Go on in, lady. The superintendent will see you now.
Well, it's about time. I've been waiting over an hour.
Say, listen, kid, if you wasn't such an eyeful, you wouldn't get in there at all.
Well,
better make the best of it.
Superintendent Mallory?
Oh, sure. Come on in. What can I do for you, sister?
I'd like to see Bobby Warner.
Bobby Warner?
Yes, he was sent here last week. His mother asked me to visit him.
Well, no visiting here except on the second Monday of the month.
But surely you can make
it... Sorry, that's the rule. Of course, I might break it for a nice kid like you.
Well, how sweet of you. Here's my card.
Huh? Oh, you're from the Illustrated Press. Well, why didn't you say so? Why, we always welcome visitors from the newspapers. I'll take you around myself, Miss Gilvin.
That'll be just then.
Isn't this a beautiful view, Miss Gilvin?
Well, I had no idea you cultivated so much land.
360 acres. Fresh vegetables, eggs, and dairy products raised right here by our own boys.
But, why do they all look so thin with such an abundance of good fruit to eat?
Well... Now, that's the laundry in there. All modern equipment.
I'd like to talk to the boys.
And over here's the shoe shop. Nice, bright, sunny.
Yes, I see. Do the boys get paid
for... And there's the tailor shop where we repair our uniforms.
I say, do the boys get paid
for... Right, here's the kitchen and the mess hall.
I'd like to go through the kitchen, if you don't mind.
Miss Kilburn, I want you to have lunch with the staff.
Charmed, I'm sure. But first, I'm going to see...
Hey, wait a minute. Oh, all right.
What's in this kettle, son? Dinner? Yes, I know, but take the lid off. Do you mind? Let me see what's in it.
You've got to be careful, Miss Kilburn. You'll burn your finger.
Ooh. Ooh, what an odor. What is it?
Plum.
Plum? Well, what's that?
Well, just a word the boys have invented. Really very good, wholesome food, Miss Kilburn, filled with vitamins.
Oh, if vitamins smell like that, I never want any more of them.
Well, here's the warning, kid. Well, Bobby, you'll have a visitor.
Hello, Bobby.
You say hello to the lady.
Hello. Well, perhaps he talked to me if you left us alone, Mr. Mallory.
Sorry, I can't do that. This boy's a troublemaker. That's why he's in solitary.
Oh, I see. Bobby... I'm a friend of your mother.
Is your mother sick?
Oh, of course not. She's fine, and she sent you in love. She wanted to know if you're getting along all right. Are you, Bobby?
Well, what's the matter with your voice? Speak up.
Oh, sure. I'm swell. Sure, I'm swell.
It's worse than the laundry. He behaves himself. And you like it here, don't you, Bobby?
Yeah, it's swell here. Swell.
All right, Bobby. Now, look. My name is Laura Lightworthy. You just remember that. And if you're ever in trouble, you can get in touch with me at the Silver State Express.
I remember.
That's a good boy. Your lunch is ready, Miss Kilburn.
Goodbye, Bobby.
Goodbye.
Well, what do you think of our institution, Miss Kilburn?
I think it's swell. Simply swell. And so that's what we're up against, Steve, a stone wall. Bobby was thin and peaked and so frightened he hardly dared to speak to me. But outside of that and the horrible mess I saw in that kettle, there isn't a thing you can lay your finger on. The school is in an ideal rural setting, and outwardly everything seems peaceful and calm. But, well, I could sense an undercurrent of fear and hatred in every boy I saw there.
There's no doubt there at all. She's up to try to get any information out of them.
Well, they would to an outsider. We've got to plant someone in that school as an inmate. Somebody we can trust, Steve.
I wanted to give him that some thought.
Is this that for me, Mr. Wilkins?
Yes, come in, Scooby.
Okay.
Do you still want to become a reporter?
Do I? Gosh, yes, in a worse way.
Well, just how I'm going to start you, in the worst possible way.
You mean I'm really going to get a chance, Mr. Wilkins?
You certainly are. Your first assignment will be to take a rap in the reform school.
Oh, that's swell. But how am I going to get in?
Well, I'll get you in, all right. I'll have you committed. Are you game?
Sure. When do I start?
Well, just as soon as I can fix it up with the DA. I'll get back on the job and say nothing about it. Mum's the word, get me?
Yes, sir. I won't even talk to myself about it. Thanks a million, Mr. Wilson.
Foster, get me the DA's office. I want to talk to Mr. Miller himself.
Yes, Mr. Wilson.
Butch dug up a bunch of affidavits from former inmates of the Big Town Reform School. Those birds weren't afraid to talk. I sent them over to Miller's office this morning.
Yes, Mr. Miller, for you, Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Miller.
Hello, Steve. I was talking with Judge D this morning. That old boy sore as a boiled owl. He's going to fight that appeal, Steve. Looks like you'll have to take that 30-day rap, after
all. I'll be doing it in a good cause. What do you think of those affidavits I sent you?
Steve, they're not worth the paper they're written on.
What do you mean?
Every one of those men has a criminal record. Their testimony wouldn't stand up at a hearing.
You sure about that?
Of course, it stands to reason they want to cause Mallory all the trouble they possibly could. You'll have to do better than that, Steve.
Well, suppose I got a man or a boy inside the place, one without a record.
That might work.
Will you have him committed for me?
You bet I will if you can find one who has nerve enough to try it.
Okay, I'll call you back.
Here, boy, you can't go in there.
I want to get to see Miss Gilbert. I got it. Bobby Warner, how did you get here?
It's all right, Miss Foster.
Oh, I couldn't stand it, Miss Gilbert. I couldn't stand it. I ran away. Oh, Steve, look at his hands. They're all cut and bleeding.
Oh, that ain't nothing. That's from the barbed wire. I climbed the fence last night.
Good Lord.
Oh, I don't care about that. As long as I don't have to go back. Oh, don't let him take me back to that place. Promise you won't.
Yeah, now, take it easy, Bobby. You're all right now. Is that good?
Commercial in, commercial out. Returning to Big Town. Our first scene opens in Steve's apartment. Steve and Laura and I are looking on as Bobby Warner is finishing a man-sized dinner.
Well, Bobby. You're looking better every minute.
Gee, Mr. Wilson. Oh, what's the matter, Bobby, dear? Don't you feel well?
Oh, sure, I'm all right. That meal was so darn good, I hate to think it's all over.
Well, tell us what happened at the school.
I couldn't stand it, that's all. The kid just dimmed and marched out of the mess hall and sneaked through the orchard and back of the greenhouses. Just as he was turning on the siren, I got to the water.
Weren't you afraid?
Well, kind of. You're terrible getting over that fence. I got to the river and jumped in. I swam as far as I could, then I walked till I thought I'd drop. I slept all night in a ditch.
How'd you get to the Illustrated Press?
I hit tight from mooring camp. Oh, please don't turn me in, Mr. Wilson. I didn't know where else to go. Oh, you won't make me go back, will you? I can't go back. I'd kill myself if I had to go back. They're honest.
Is it as bad as that, Bobby?
Oh, it's awful. The guards, they're terrible. Nearly every one of them has been a convict, and a lot of them can't read or write. Oh, kicks ain't nothing. We get used to that. But the beatings are the worst.
Well, what do you mean, Bobby?
Oh, for nothing at all, a whale, a child of a guy with a strap. They like to do it.
Well, does that happen often?
Sure, every day somebody gets it. It happens in the shed where the fresh vegetables are stored. I got 20 lashes yesterday for scorching Mr. Mallory's shirt.
Why, Steve, it's almost unbelievable. But how can such things happen in this day and age?
I ain't lying. Honestly, I can prove it.
How can you prove it, Tom?
Well, if Miss Kilburn don't mind me taking off my shirt.
Oh, no, of course not. It's all right, Bobby. Here, come on, I'll help you. You undo the button.
Take it easy, will you? No, but cut the heel, dear.
Oh. Well, there we are.
There. See what they've done to me?
Oh, Steve. Look at that.
Oh, you poor darling.
Does it still hurt?
Sure, not like it did. It was terrible at first. Oh, she ain't nothing to cry about, Miss Kilburn.
Oh, I'm not crying, dear. I guess I just caught a cold or something.
Let me help you with that shirt.
Thanks, Mr. Wilson.
Tell me, what happens to a boy who runs away from the school and gets caught?
He gets 50 with a big strap. One kid almost didn't come out of it, almost.
Oh,
you don't know what it's like. There's some things I couldn't tell you. It ain't only that the guards beat us, but they're bad.
I understand.
Oh, you won't make me go back, will you?
Don't worry, Bobby. If you go back there, I'll go with you.
Oh, come in, Steve. Hello, Lorelei.
Hello, Miller.
Steve, here's your old friend, Judge D, and Mr. Garson, the Commissioner of Correction.
How do you do?
I had some difficulty in getting these gentlemen to meet you in my office. They're a little impatient and very curious to know what it's all about.
Well, thank you for coming, gentlemen. Mr. Kilburn, Mr. Garson.
Now, how do you do?
This is Foots, a member of my staff.
I'm glad to know you.
And this is our guest of honor, Bobby Warner. Do you remember the judge, Bobby?
Yes, sir. I remember him.
What's this boy doing here?
He escaped last night. We'll come to that in a minute.
Judge, you held me in contempt of court because I printed the statement that neither you nor any other judge had the right to send a boy like this to reform school. Well, I asked Mr. Miller to call this meeting so I could prove to you, gentlemen, that everything I said in that editorial was true. I'm also going to ask for your help in a campaign to provide for more facilities for the care of abandoned and neglected children in this state. First of all, we've learned from this boy that the food given to the inmates of the Big Town Reform School is absolutely unfit for human consumption.
Oh, but that can't be true. They raise the finest vegetables in the state.
That's right, Commissioner. The kids don't get those vegetables, Steve. Let's find out about that. Tell us what.
Superintendent Mallory is selling the vegetables and dairy products of the school to local wholesalers and buying their gift cards to feed the inmates.
Have you any proof of that?
Yes, sir. The wholesalers themselves didn't know about the rotten deal those kids were getting, and they were sore as blazes when I told them. Now, here are signed statements from every man I interviewed.
Yes, but there's more to it than that.
Yeah, get this picture, Judge. It's not a pretty one. All kinds of boys are thrown in together. Innocent boys, tough boys, mischievous boys, sick boys, all tossed in the melting pot. That school is nothing less than a breeding place for criminals.
I can't believe that, Mr. Wilson.
Well, you will before we're finished. Bobby, take off your shirt. Judge, I'm going to show you what happened to one poor little devil and you buried in that institution. Innocent and guilty alike are beaten with sadistic gusto for the slightest mistake.
Wait a minute, Wilson. On the face of these signed statements, I'm ready to believe that Mallory's crooked. But you can't tell me he'd go so far as to beat those boys.
Can't I? Well, then see for yourself.
Turn around, Bobby.
Oh, my
God. This boy's back was cut to ribbons just because he scorched the superintendent's shirt.
I'm sorry, Bobby. I didn't know.
Of course you didn't. There are many reform schools in this country run on the honor system conducted by humane and intelligent people. Such institutions are a blessing to any community. But what have we got, gentlemen? A hellhole under the control of a political grafter, breeding crime, warping young minds and bodies, turning out embittered, vicious youth. We collected a number of sworn statements from some of Mr. Mallory's alumni and sent them here to Mr. Miller's office.
But, Steve, we can't use the affidavits of men with criminal records,
huh? Not even to cure the conditions that made them criminals. Have you any cure to suggest, Mr. Commissioner?
I certainly agree with you that the school needs a thorough cleaning out. I'll admit that Mallory had me fooled. Before I order the rest, I'll have to have more definite proof.
I have a boy in there now going through the mill, getting the lowdown. How about you, Judge?
Wilson, if you can give me legal proof of what you told us tonight, I can promise you for myself and all my colleagues on the bench that we will never commit another child until the proper institutions are provided.
Thank you, Judge. Now, Miller, all we need is for you to deputize me as an officer of the law so I can return Bobby to the Big Town Reform School.
Return Bobby?
Well, let's do it.
Steve, you can't do a thing like that. Well, they'd punish him terribly.
No, they won't. Because, you see, I'm going to stay right on the job. Bobby and I have cooked up a little plot of our own, and he has the courage to go through with it. He's willing to take that chance for the sake of other innocent boys who might find themselves in the same spot. Other boys who commit the crime of having no one to care for them. Now, here's my idea. When Bobby and I arrive at the school... Well, Mr. Mallory, here's your runaway kid all wrapped up in cellophane.
Well, that's swell. Well, you thought you could get away with it, you little punk. Hey, Hollister.
Okay, Super.
His deputy just brought in Bobby Warner.
Yeah, nice work. That'll save us from an investigation about the break he made.
Tough little cuss. Trying to get away from me two or three times.
Yeah, we'll whittle him down. Lock him up in the vegetable shed, Hollister. He won't need any dinner tonight. But he's going to get those better on an empty stomach.
Okay, boss. Come on, you little rat.
Hey, look out. You hit my arm.
Oh, you ought not mind a little thing like that. The way you kicked me in the shins when you try to get away from me. A tough kid like you has got to learn to take it in this world.
Okay, mister. I can take it.
Okay, we'll find out about that. Hollister, tell Mike I want him in the vegetable shed at 8:30. You ought to meet Mike, deputy. He's a great guy with a strap.
Yeah?
Mike will be there. Get going, you.
Yeah, I guess you're an expert at handling kids. We'll take it on the lam.
Yes, we got ways. You'll crash out of here more than once.
And I'm kind of empty here. About dinner time, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure is. Why don't you stay and take dinner with us in the officer's mess?
Well, thanks. I will. I was kind of fishing for an invitation, if you know what I mean.
Well, that's okay with me.
And you mind if I hang around afterward and see how you handle these runaways? You know, that kid was a headache bringing him up here.
You'll stay for the party if you want to. Come on, the mess hall's right out this way.
Well, I want a phone first, if you don't mind. I got to call the wife and tell her I won't get home too late.
Okay, use that phone in the next office. Hurry up, though. We got a good dinner tonight.
Save stuff to feed the kids, I suppose.
Do I look like a sap? I'll see you in the mess hall.
All right, I'll be there as soon as I phone.
Hello, deputy.
Yeah?
There's a washroom right next to my office. Help yourself.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, is that you, Steve?
Yes, Laura, and I'll get this. Tell Garson and the others to come straight to the vegetable shed. Must be there by 8:30.
But can they get in, Steve?
Leave that to the commissioner. Tell him to grab the guard who opens the gate and bring him along. Not to let him get to a phone. Get it?
I've got you, Steve.
All right, carry on.
Here we are. Turn the lights on, Mike.
Okay.
Well, how do you feel about it now, kid? Not so good, huh?
No, sir. Not so good.
Shut that door, Deputy.
I guess, yeah. Nobody might hear him on the highway, huh?
No chance for that door shut. We used to use this for an ice house.
Oh.
Come on, you take off those overalls.
Maybe use that heavy strap on little kids like this?
Sure. They're made special for runaways. This teaches them how to be little men.
Oh.
Okay, Mike, he's all yours.
Yes. Oh, please, Mr. Mallory. I didn't mean to run away. I'll never do it again, honest.
Shut up, you. Kneel down and bend over that beast.
Oh, no, don't,
get
please.
Get in there, I'll twist your arm. How many shall I give you, boys?
Well, I think about 30 ought to fix him up, all right. Go to it.
Okay. Hey, hold still.
Please, I won't let you.
Come out here, you bastard, boys.
I got him.
So you thought you'd make another break, huh? Yeah, give me that strap, Mike. I'll do this job myself.
That's the spirit. Take a lot of backbone for a husky like you to beat up a 12-year-old child.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. I'm just enjoying it, that's all. Sure you don't need any help?
No. Mike knows his job. I thought you were kidding me there. Well, here goes.
Hold it. Wait, Commissioner Carvey.
Hey,
you got the picture?
You bet I did. She bet it's a pimp.
Did you take a picture just then?
What did you think that flashlight was for?
Well, you can't do that for me. That's going to be on the front page of the Illustrated Press. Oh, yes, I can.
No, you can't.
His permission. Let me introduce you to District Attorney Miller. You're going to see a lot of this gentleman from now on.
You'll frame me into this. I can explain this, Commissioner.
Save that for the judge. You're under arrest.
Now, I'll get a kick out of hearing your explanations, Mr. Mallory. Poor little devils who've been beaten in the shed should be invited to your trial. It would do them good to see you turn yellow and beg for mercy. This is a good night gesture, Mr. Mallory. Here's something I've been dying to give you ever since I met you.
Boy, what a dog! Look, Mr. Wilson, he's taking the count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10,
he's out! Did they really? Oh, well, that's swell. There, yeah, that's a great break for the kids. Well, I'm making a front page story of the exhibition. Yeah, well, thanks. That's splendid. Goodbye. Hello, Laura.
Well, Steve, you look like the cat that swallowed the canary. Who on earth are you talking to?
To my old pal, Judge Deeds.
He dismissed the contempt of court charges.
Of course, not only that, but he thinks I'm a great guy. Besides, he's convinced the Board of Aldermen that they should double the annual appropriation for the city orphanage so they can properly care for all the homeless children in Big Town.
Oh, that's marvelous, Steve.
Foster, where the deuce is that copy boy?
He's coming right in,
Mr. Wilson. There you are, Bobby.
So he had to call me twice, Mr. Wilson, but Scoopy here was showing me the rope.
That's right. I got to put him wise if he's going to take over when I go out on my next assignment.
You made a splendid witness at Mallory's trial, Scoopy.
Thanks, Miss Lorelei. Look at Mr. Wilson.
Yeah.
I was talking to a guy who just got out of the penitentiary, and he says that joint ought to be investigated.
Yeah.
Now, if you'll just fix it up to have me
there. Never mind, Scoopy. We'll investigate the pen when we come back from our vacation.
Our vacation, Mr. Wilson?
Why not? It's the 4th of July, isn't it? Don't you think it's about time we had a vacation? Go on, tell him.
Well, here's the dough, fellas. Now, Lorelei and I are taking you two boys and all the kids we have for old from the reform school up to the Illustrated Press, Fresh Air Farm, and the mountains. We're going to play for a while, say, and get all rested up, so that when we come back to Big Town in the fall, September 19th, we'll be all set to give the readers of the Illustrated Press the good old thrills they have a right to expect. How's that?
Gee, Mr. Wilson, that's swell.
This is the Edward G. Robinson Broadcasting System.
Columbia.
This is the Columbia. Commercial in, commercial out.